This is karma. Listen carefully and close your eyes. Breathe deeply. Are you ready? Begin. Karma is often misunderstood as punishment. For a wounded person, especially someone harmed by betrayal trauma caused by scams, this misunderstanding can become dangerous. The victim may look at the crime and silently ask, "Did I deserve this?" No. The crime was not cosmic justice. The deception was not a lesson assigned by fate. The cruelty was not proof that the victim had earned suffering. A scam happens because offenders choose manipulation. They study trust, need, hope, fear, loneliness, kindness, and uncertainty. They turn human qualities into openings for harm that belongs to them. But karma, understood more gently, can still offer meaning in recovery. It can remind the survivor that actions matter, choices matter. What is repeated becomes a path. What is practiced becomes a shape inside the life. The scammer planted deception. The survivor can plant truth. The scammer created confusion. The survivor can create clarity. The scammer used isolation. The survivor can return to connection. This is not revenge. This is repair. After trauma, the mind often wants the universe to balance the scales immediately. It wants the criminal found, punished, exposed, and made to feel the same terror. This longing is understandable. But if the survivor waits for outer justice before beginning inner recovery, healing remains trapped in another person's hands. The present life still belongs to the survivor. This is the quiet law of recovery. What is done today shapes what becomes possible tomorrow. A single breath can become regulation. A single meeting can become connection. A single truthful sentence can become freedom. A single act of self-care can become the beginning of identity rebuilt. Small actions are not small when they are repeated. The wounded nervous system learns through repetition. It learns from what is practiced each morning, each evening, each time fear rises, each time shame speaks, each time the survivor chooses not to disappear. This is where responsibility must be understood carefully. Responsibility does not mean blame. The victim is not responsible for the crime. The victim is not responsible for the lies. The victim is not responsible for the offender's cruelty. But the survivor is responsible for recovery, able to respond, able to choose the next action, able to stop feeding the wound with silence, avoidance, and self-punishment, able to begin again, even with trembling hands. This is not easy. The mind may return to the past. The body may remain on alert. The heart may still grieve the imagined future that disappeared. Let that be known without judgment. Acceptance is not approval. Patience is not passivity. Growth is not forgetting. There is also a law of focus inside recovery. What receives attention receives energy. If the mind feeds only the scam grows larger inside memory. If the mind feeds only rage, rage becomes the atmosphere. If the mind feeds only shame, shame begins naming the self. But attention can be redirected to the breath, to the body, to the room, to the support group, to the therapist, to the next honest step, not all at once, only now. The here and now is where the survivor returns from the ruins of what happened, The past cannot be changed. The future cannot be guaranteed. But this moment can be entered. The feet can touch the floor. The lungs can receive air. The eyes can find light. The hand can reach toward help. This is creation. Not the creation of what happened. The creation of what comes next. The survivor does not need to become who they were before. That person lived before the wound. A new self may slowly form with more awareness, more boundaries, more compassion, and more truth. This is growth. Not instant. Not dramatic. Not perfect. Growth is the slow change that happens when the wounded person keeps choosing life instead of surrendering identity to the crime. The law of change can be gentle when it is approached with honesty. Old patterns may repeat until they are finally seen clearly. The survivor does not need to hate the self for old patterns. Seeing them is already movement. Naming them is already a step towards freedom. The reward may not be dramatic. It may be one calmer breath, one clearer thought, one less hour lost to fear. And one day, the survivor may see that the crime was not the meaning of life. It was an injury in their life. The offender's actions created harm. The survivor's actions can create healing. This is not punishment. This is not fate. This is not blame. This is the steady return of agency. Plant truth. Plant support. Plant patience. Plant courage. Plant one small act of recovery today. What is planted now may not bloom immediately, but roots grow in silence. And recovery often begins exactly there. That is the meaning of karma.